And it's in there, it's a coil, and it's just positive and negative charges. It's just air.
Yeah.
You kind of think, is
it? Yeah, totally.
It makes you wonder what your voice, like natural voice.
Hello.
You're so cool.
I know, isn't it crazy? Like, I'm astounded at how clear that is.
That's amazing.
I know. And then you turn it away and it's like, it's gone.
Oh, why don't you pass it back the other way? That's crossing the center there.
Oh, sure, I can take it this way. That works better.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Might be a little smoother this way.
There we go. I know. That's pretty amazing. Talk
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How microphones and recording devices actually work.
Right. Hey, how you doing?
Good morrow.
Microphones and recording devices first like invented, if you know.
Well, I think that they were kind of invented in combination, or came into use more, at least with when there were ways to transmit and broadcast that after telegraph and before around the same time as radio, I suppose. Maybe a little bit earlier than radio, because there would be
there was like those wax ones.
If you want to see a lot of wax, anything from wax cylinders to early carbon arc transmitters, you can check out the Hammond Museum of Radio in town.
No way.
Yeah, it's out just off of the Hamlin. If you're heading towards the 401. You'll see a big building that says Hammond Power Solutions on the sides. If you park in their parking lot and go around the side, there's the museum there. We went on a tour actually in the summer. The Hammond Museum of Radio.
I will definitely check that out.
Hammond also has a plant that's a much better experience for me right now than many years, which is at the intersection of Speedvale and Edinburgh.
Okay.
Or Speedvale and Dawson. It's the whole block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that building. I'm around there.
Yeah. Well, that company started off by making radios here in Guelph in the, I think it would have been 30s or so.
Right.
And they or was it a family that made radios. And then they got into just making components. And been making transformers and other components ever since. And they've developed to get more into power transformers for industrial applications.
Right. Who invented the radio? Was it Tesla?
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Raging debate.
Or Marconi, or... now, we only have two of these recorders that can use either of these XLR mics. So you have the option of using either the dynamic omnidirectional mic, or which there are two of, and there are two of these shotgun mics for long distance. This thing is called a dead cat.
No.
Yes. I don't know if everyone calls it a dead cat, but what it is? No. If you buy this from the company, they call it a dead cat.
Can I put that kind of stuff over on golf clubs as well?
Well, what it is a wind stopper.
Oh.
And
okay.
Try blowing into that microphone. Up. Does it? What kind of frequency does it sound? Does it sound high pitch or low pitch or
low?
Like a low pitch kind of rumble.
Yeah. Lower volume.
Yeah. Because it's a low frequency vibration.
Right.
Since shotgun mics have a lot of surface area to pick up a lot of wind, they're fairly susceptible to wind, which is why they've got these little foamy things on them. You can also get these dead cats. I've got another one for this mic. Or you can even put them in what's called a blimp, which is kind of a big, hard, perforated plastic thing that has a layer of foam on the inside of it, so that when it gets stopped, before it even touches the mic, and then the mic is suspended on kind of rubber bands. So, hey, how's it going?